Chapter 19. Rec Number 1 Iscariot Jmanuel Sununda. Saturday, August 12, 1989, 7 a.m. Year 2, Day 361. Judas in conclusion. Greetings in light. Judas present that we might continue and conclude this portion of the scrolls and transcription. This portion is ended here because of events which will be happening in a timely way, and it is time the misconceptions regarding Jesus Christ be further set to print. It has been done prior to this, but has been mostly discounted. Always you can judge the content of truth in a thing by how much effort and what kind of effort is thrust at its discounting. Other scripts were given voice in a country most distant from yours. They were, however, documented as in the primary pages indicated, by officers from Pleiades and are authentic, as are the labels of the officers involved. This is allowed today, that I might be in the clearing of my birthright on your planet at the time I walked in mortal form with you, Dharma, who walked with me as well. Many of us have been together many times in the service of truth. Perhaps this final time we can get of it in proper format and truth with understanding. God's promise of truth in the last days. These truths come forth now in the last days that there be records and availability for naught will be changed as far as the prophecies are concerned. However, ones must have access to truth for it is the promise of God that man find, hear and seek truth. This, that he may judge his path as the final earth cycle is closed. Other scribes and receivers will be putting to paper these same notations that each be kept in security. Honor those brave ones such as Edward Billy Meyer of Switzerland, who dared speak out that the path be opened. He has been sorely persecuted, ridiculed and harassed, and you ones are now coming forth to carry the banner that he find peace. You see, precious ones, the craft came and persons came from the craft. Billy was taken aboard with witness, and still a world discounts. You are taken into council nightly, aboard craft and elsewhere, but in silence that you not suffer those things. However, it is very near when you shall be flooded with presence of craft and association with fleet personnel, and these things must be documented first. So it is done, the portion required. The Master Jmanuel Sununda is to make his appearance unto you very soon now, and the written word must be made available. Those last years in India. Those things that happened in India in those ancient days of 2,000 years ago are not the level of importance as is that which we have just given unto you. People do not wish there, God, to have been a physical flesh and blood man who might have done of earthly things. Well, he was and did. He publicly married and had several children. I traveled with him into our old age. I passed from your plane in about my 90th year, the Master Jmanuel in well above his 100th year. After leaving the area around Judea and traveling into India, we continued to travel the width and breadth of those countries in that geographic location. He spent much time in North India with myself, his mother, Mary, and his brother, Thomas. We were caused to be in flight most of the time for Jmanuel was considered to be a revolutionary. It was in the north near the last of the mountains of the Himalayan mountains in the western area known today as West Pakistan that Mary became severely ill and passed from this plane. Jmanuel was in his last years of his third decade at that time. Mary was a wondrous person and Thomas had reached his accountability and was a fine man. After the death of Mary we moved on and passed into Kashmir and we traveled long in what you now refer to as Afghanistan and West Pakistan. About a dozen Israeli tribes had migrated from Israel and settled in that location. Jmanuel put his family roots in Srinagar, in Kashmir, India and all his travels since that time were to and from that place. Jmanuel was buried in Srinagar when his life human journey ended. I too was laid to death near that place. Jmanuel's firstborn son, Joseph, continued to write Jmanuel's story after my passing and left India only after Jmanuel's passing. He, too, traveled about the lands for several years but then returned to his father's land and settled in Jerusalem for his remaining lifespan. Joseph tended the scrolls after my death and added his portions. As he grew elderly, he sought a safe place for their keeping and subsequently buried them within Jmanuel's tomb where he originally was laying. These artifacts were discovered at the direct instructions of ones from these realms. Preparing now for his return. Much blood has been spilled in the name of this glorious and wondrous Jmanuel, and it is to be before the cycle ends that it shall be vindicated. Jmanuel Asu, the one you erroneously call Jesus Christ, shall be vindicated from attachment to such actions, for his teachings were never such. He cares not what you call his person. He cares greatly what you attribute unto his person. This beloved one has grown into his full stature in the heavenly lineage and has attained his inheritance and patrimony, his oneness with God, Adam, and his rightful place of purity within the creation as creator. He is soon returning unto your planet that he might fulfill his commission, and thus are we preparing the way for that coming. You have been sent before him that these things in these days be completed and set to order. O blessed ones, you shall be soon given the proof for which you plead, for the hour glass is all but run through. You had to grow in these passing years, for things of earth must pass as things of earth, without force or coercion, and in earth manner. You will prevail, for, precious ones, it is so written, and as it is written within the creation, so shall it come to pass in thy perceived reality, for all is a thought of creation and creator. Joy, gratitude, honor, and respect. My joy at our communion is abundant, unlimited indeed. This week of sharing has been indeed a journey's end, and you are greatly blessed beyond that which ye yet comprehend. All of you who serve in this tiny segment are of the most beloved and honored. Oh, but great shall be the rewards of that service. My gratitude is also expressed herein, to Commander Hayton of Pleiades Fleet Command of the Intergalactic Federation Fleet and Council, Commanders Asket and Semjace, who cleared the path prior to this expression in this format by mine own being. Above all ones, I give my honor and infinite respect and love unto Jmanuel Asu, who is now known in his attained stature by Father Creator and within the creation by the highest name, Sananda. May these words be taken into the eyes and ears of receivers as the truth they are. For it will be the way of truth that man will either survive or perish, for his days are short upon thy place of earth. Upon these writings I place mine seal, and I hereby release the burden of the lie upon my name for lo, these 2 millennia. I am that I am, Judas Iscariot. Sananda in conclusion. I am Sananda, that I might speak. I also place mine seal upon these writings that have been scribed in love and truth. You ones carry thy burdens so heavily, and blessed ones, I would take a portion from you, for I can do so. Scenes must, however, be played out to the ending upon the screen of life that each may attain fulfillment of soul purpose and perfection. All things in thy journey path allow the growth, and as you reach THY, graduation, you can stand pleased with thy progress if you have learned truth and balance with and within the creation and campaigned ever toward perfection in thy God self and unto that total perfection. There are ones upon your place that I give infinite respect and dedication for lifelong and unwavering service. Their names must rest with me, however, for they are not yet safe from harm in thy lands, nor will I place of their loved ones in jeopardy. So be it, for you must always protect of thy brethren. As we move ever closer to the closing pages, the slings and arrows of thine evil enemies will become constant and deadly. You will, however, be getting higher reinforcements very soon. Hold thy course, for I captain this ship and I know unto which harbor is safe. I am humble in the service of my Father, my God self, and my oneness within creation. I am most humble in my service unto you, my brothers who yet walk the rough path. I am ever beside you. So be it, and Selah. Find thy peace and balance within and hold unto it. In the beauty and the glory of creation with which I am one. I am of God, I am that I am Sananda. 9:16 a.m., Saturday. August 12, 1989, Year 2, Day 361. End communique Dharma out.